Good afternoon, everyone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. One of the enjoyable, if unpredictable, things we get to do as priests is to baptize infants. And most of them, of course, are very well behaved, but there are also some who fuss and cry. And it's interesting to see how often, when a baby is crying and carrying on, once the water from the baptismal font is poured over him, he suddenly becomes very quiet and peaceful. And you really have the sense that Satan has departed and that grace is starting to work in his life. Well, we can all understand, at least in theory, the need that we, as creatures born in original sin, have for baptism. But why did Jesus need to be baptized? This is somewhat of a trick question, since he did not need to be baptized, at least not for the same reasons that we do, to be freed from sin, reborn as a child of God, and incorporated into the church. Jesus was already free from sin. Indeed, he is the source of all goodness and truth, and the very Son of God from all eternity. In St. Matthew's account of the baptism of the Lord, which we hear in year A, John the Baptist realizes this, and he tries to avoid baptizing Jesus by saying, "It is I who should be baptized by you." But Jesus answers him, "Give in for now. It is fitting that we do all which righteousness demands." So Jesus' baptism is, on one level, an act of humility and obedience, and of acceptance of his Father's plan for the salvation of the world. It is a key moment in that process of conformation by Jesus of his own will to the will of the Father, a process which will reach its culmination in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he accepted the cup of martyrdom and death upon the cross. St. Luke, in the Gospel we read today, emphasizes the role of the baptism of the Lord in salvation history. He tells us that the people of that time were full of expectation and yearning for liberation, and wondering in their hearts whether John might be the Messiah. Luke beautifully develops the contrast between John and his cousin Jesus, between the forerunner who in the spirit of Elijah prepares the way of the Lord, and of the Messiah himself, who will baptize us not with water but with divine power, with the Holy Spirit and with fire. St. Maximus of Turin said, following the traditions of the Eastern Church, that Jesus was baptized not to be made holy by the water, but to make the water holy. By his cleansing, he purified the waters which he touched. When our Savior was baptized in the River Jordan, all the waters of the earth, the streams, the rivers, the oceans, were made clean and purified at their source for the dispensing of baptismal grace to all ages and all peoples. Jesus had first to be baptized so that we might be able to follow him in grace, to follow him not merely in being bathed with water from the baptismal font, but also to follow him in obedience to the will of God and in conformation to the Father's plan for each of us in our own lives, to follow him in our lives, and more importantly, to follow him in our deaths. For as St. Paul reminds us, when we were baptized into Christ Jesus, we were baptized into his death. By our baptism into his death, we were buried with him, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead, we too should begin to live a new life. For we believe that if we have died with Christ, then we shall also live with him. Jesus has been raised from the dead and will never die again. He has conquered sin and death, so that by his grace, the grace we are given at baptism, we might live forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.